Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government gives nod to National Mission on Natural Farming to revive sustainable and chemical-free farming. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for linking cooperative movement to circular economy and promoting global collaboration in the sector. Both Houses of Parliament adjourn for the day amid uproar by opposition on several issues on first day of winter session. Government announces year-long celebrations from tomorrow to commemorate 75th year of adoption of Constitution of India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expresses concern over situation in West Asia, asserts India unequivocally condemns terrorism and hostage taking. Prasar Bharati, RailTel and Playbox TV launch affordable Freedom Plan on RailWire broadband. And in cricket, India register historic 295-run victory over hosts Australia in first test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. The Union Cabinet has given its nod to the National Mission on Natural Farming with a total outlay of 2,481 crore rupees. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi this evening, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the mission aims to revive natural farming for chemical-free and sustainable farming.
Prakritik kheti ke liye ek national mission ka faisla liya gaya hai. Ye ek path-breaking faisla hai ki हमारे देश में एक बड़ी रिक्वायरमेंट है मिट्टी को स्वस्थ रखने की और केमिकल रहित प्रोडक्ट से इंसानों को स्वस्थ रखने की इसीलिए ये एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण आज फैसला लिया गया है.
The mission will be implemented in 15,000 clusters in Gram Panchayats. The Cabinet has also approved One Nation, One Subscription, a new central sector scheme for providing countrywide access to scholarly research articles and journal publications through a simple, user-friendly and fully digital process. 6,000 crore rupees have been allocated for One Nation, One Subscription for three calendar years, 2025, 2026 and 2027. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the importance of linking cooperatives to the circular economy and promoting global collaboration in the sector. He added that cooperatives could help the countries of the Global South in particular to achieve growth. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He highlighted the government's efforts to make cooperatives multipurpose and climate resilient.
Cooperatives ko क्लाइमेट रेजिलियंट बनाने के लिए उन्हें सर्कुलर इकोनॉमी से जोड़ा जाना चाहिए. कोऑपरेटिव में स्टार्टअप को हम कैसे बढ़ावा दे सकते हैं इस पर भी चर्चा जरूरी है.
Prime Minister Modi said India sees a huge role for cooperatives in the country's future growth. He said to strengthen cooperative banks and increase people's trust, his government has brought several reforms.
बीते सालों में हमने कोऑपरेटिव बैंकिंग सेक्टर को भी मजबूत बनाया है उनमें रिफॉर्म्स लाए हैं. पहले ये बैंक रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया आरबीआई के दायरे से बाहर थे. हम इनको आरबीआई के दायरे में लेकर आए.
On the occasion, Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said the government has taken several steps in the last 3 years to strengthen the cooperative sector.
गांव, किसान, महिला और गरीब इनके एम्पावरमेंट के लिए ये आंदोलन ने ढेर सारे रास्ते खोले हैं और मुझे विश्वास है कि हमारा जो लक्ष्य है कोऑपरेशन अमंगस्ट कोऑपरेटिव इसको ये जरूर सफल करेगा और जो ध्येय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने हमें दिया है सहकार से समृद्धि इसको हम सुनिश्चित कर पाएंगे.
Speaking at the event, Prime Minister of Bhutan Dasho Tsering Tobge said cooperatives have enabled individuals, particularly the poor, to lift themselves out of poverty. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. The Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, also attended the conference. For the first time in the 130-year history of the International Cooperative Alliance, ICA, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. The 5-day conference will bring together cooperatives from around the globe for a series of events and discussions. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day on the first day of the winter session today amid ruckus by the opposition on alleged bribery charges against a business group and other issues. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 11:45 this morning after the first adjournment, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar urged the opposition members to allow the house to function normally. As noisy scenes prevailed, the chairman adjourned the house for the day. Earlier, when the house met in the morning, the chairman rejected the adjournment notices given by the opposition MPs on the alleged bribery charges against the business group, Manipur violence and other issues. The chairman said the notices are not in conformity with the directions given by the chair earlier. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met again at 12 noon after the first adjournment, members from the Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others created uproar over the issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a business group and the reported violence in Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Amid the pandemonium, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. Both the Houses will now meet on Wednesday. Earlier, speaking to the media ahead of the winter session of Parliament this morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that this session will be productive and filled with constructive debates and discussions. Mr. Modi said Parliament's winter session is special for many reasons, including for the beginning of the 75th year of the Constitution's adoption.
हमारे संविधान के 75 साल की यात्रा 75वें साल में उसका प्रवेश यह लोकतंत्र के लिए बहुत ही उज्जवल अवसर है और कल संविधान सदन में सब मिलकर के इस संविधान के 75वें वर्ष की शुरुआत करेंगे.
The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning tomorrow to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The celebrations across the country will continue till the 26th of November next year. Providing details about the activities to be undertaken as part of the celebrations, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, during a media briefing in New Delhi today, said a grand event will be organised at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan, where President Draupadi Murmu will address the members of both Houses of Parliament.
देश के हर एक नागरिक को हम कहना चाहते हैं, ये सिर्फ Parliament of India का celebration नहीं है, ये देश का celebration है. हम Constitution of India को इज्जत दे करके उसके अंदर का चीजों को लोगों के सामने में ले जाना है. We are paying tributes to the makers of the Constitution and celebrate the glorious 75 years journey of the Constitution of India.
Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the year-long celebrations will be conducted under the campaign Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today expressed concern over the situation in West Asia, saying that India unequivocally condemns terrorism and hostage-taking. Dr. Jayashankar was speaking at the Mediterranean Dialogues Conference at Rome in Italy.
India unequivocally condemns terrorism and hostage-taking. It also regards large-scale civilian casualties in military operations to be unacceptable. International humanitarian law cannot be disregarded. In immediate terms, we should all support a ceasefire. India has also extended relief directly and through UNRWA. In the longer term, it is imperative that the future of the Palestinian people be addressed. India favors a two-state solution.
The External Affairs Minister said India has been in regular touch with both Israel and Iran at the highest levels to advocate restraint and enhance communication. On the Ukraine conflict, Dr. Jayashankar stressed India's consistent view that disputes in this era cannot be resolved through war and called for a return to dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. Jayashankar reached Rome yesterday on a three-day visit to Italy. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today inaugurated 227 gender resource centres in 13 states under the Nayi Chetna 3.0 campaign. Speaking on the occasion, the minister urged everyone to raise their voices to eradicate gender-based violence in the country.
Mahilaon ka aarthik sashaktikaran, सामाजिक सशक्तिकरण, शैक्षणिक सशक्तिकरण और राजनीतिक सशक्तिकरण का काम केंद्र सरकार कर रही है, लेकिन गांव-गांव में हिंसा के खिलाफ चेतना जागृत करने की आवश्यकता है। आज उस अभियान नई चेतना का प्रारंभ हुआ है।
The month-long campaign will run across all states and union territories till the 23rd of December. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan unveiled the teacher app in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said the digital platform will empower teachers through continuous capacity building, leveraging innovative course content, technology and community building features. Prasar Bharati, RailTel and Playbox TV have collaborated to launch the Freedom Plan on RailWire broadband. Chief Executive Officer of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, and Chairman and Managing Director of RailTel, Sanjay Kumar, unveiled the plan at an event in New Delhi today. The Freedom Plan is an OTT-bundled home internet plan offered by RailTel's retail home internet service, RailWire. It provides high-speed internet at an affordable price to the masses and includes Prasar Bharati's OTT platform, Waves. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Dwivedi said the collaboration aims to redefine digital engagement and empower people with seamless connectivity and premium entertainment.
बड़ी संख्या में दर्शक आज ट्रेडिशनल मॉडल्स या जो टेरेस्ट्रियल या लिनियर टीवी के माध्यम से अपने एंटरटेनमेंट और न्यूज प्राप्त करने के बजाय आज डिजिटल माध्यम से ये जानकारियां प्राप्त करने के लिए उद्यत हैं। तो इसी दिशा में हमारा ये एक प्रयास है कि एक कंसोलिडेटेड डिजिटल प्लेटफॉर्म के माध्यम से हम लोगों तक समाचार, जो जानकारियां हैं, जो एंटरटेनमेंट प्रोग्राम्स हैं, ये सारी चीजें उन तक पहुंचा सके।
Now, news from the ongoing International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Goa. At IFFI today, renowned Australian filmmaker Philip Noyce stressed the importance of cost-cutting in filmmaking during a masterclass session on the theme of survival in New Hollywood. He discussed the evolving film industry, stressing that smartphones are the studio of the future and that emerging filmmakers will redefine cinema through innovative use of technology. Mr. Noyce is also the recipient of this year's Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award. Bollywood actress Kriti Sanon conducted a masterclass this evening on the theme Empowering the Change, Women Leading the Way in Cinema. A total of approximately 75 films are being screened at the festival today, including Article 370 and Under the Grey Sky. Domestic benchmark equity indices today extended gains for the second consecutive session amid positive domestic cues. The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 993 points to close at 80,110, while the NSE Nifty 50 jumped 315 points to settle at 24,222. In cricket, India registered a resounding 295-run victory over hosts Australia in the first test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. The emphatic win marks one of India's largest test triumphs. Virat Kohli's unbeaten century and Yashasvi Jaiswal's stellar knock of 161 powered India to set a daunting target of 534 for the hosts, later starting their second innings on the final day today. Australia were bundled out for 238, falling far short of the target. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government gives nod to National Mission on Natural Farming to revive sustainable and chemical-free farming. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for linking cooperative movement to circular economy and promoting global collaboration in the sector. Both Houses of Parliament adjourned for the day amid uproar by opposition on several issues on first day of winter session. Government announces year-long celebrations from tomorrow to commemorate 75th year of adoption of Constitution of India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar expresses concern over situation in West Asia. Prasar Bharati, RailTel and Playbox TV launch affordable Freedom Plan on RailWire broadband. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.